ABA. I've worked several on FTA, and the last one I looked up on the map, he was like dead center in the country. I mean, I can't remember. I'd go back my log here and look, but it'd take me a minute to find it. But it just says, I can't remember. Is it Asiatic Russia or something like that? I can't even remember what it said on the country, but. But anyway, when I looked on the map there on QRZ, he was just dead center.
Well, Mongolia's out there about dead center of it. And I don't know how close it is to China, but it's a long ways out. I don't know if it was 7,900 or 9,000. I don't remember. And then I worked the Maldives, or how they pronounce it, out in the Indian Ocean. So you can do a lot with a wire antenna. Now, that guy in Mongolia has been on there for years, because I worked him years ago on 20 and got it confirmed. But now he just does club logs, or else you could probably send him some money and get a card. But I picked him up the other night, probably 9 o'clock at night, on 15 meters. And that hadn't been open for a long time, and 15 and 20 has been open a lot lately, 8, 9, 10 o'clock, off and on. One day it'll be there, and the next day it won't. And then I talked to a fella in Kuwait, and he was as strong as 92.5 is here. I mean, and I talked to him the last time in 2016, and he knew it and called me by name and said, "Hi, Tom, haven't heard you since 2016, you know, and always makes you feel good. But with these computers, it's no big deal.
Some of those places you mentioned, I've worked on FTA, and I've been doing some FT4 too. It's it's interesting because it's twice as fast, you can make a heck of a lot more contacts than you can on FTA, and then when you switch back to FTA, it seems like it takes forever. You know, that 15 seconds just goes on forever, but it's really kind of strange. But I was just going back in my logbook here. Yeah, I've worked Slovenia. A lot of folks in Germany and Estonia, Romania. Here's a Russia, Israel, Bosnia, just a bunch of places. Yeah, I wish I could. I wish I had me a. About a 50-foot tower and a nice beam. I'd like to talk to some of these people on sideband.
That guy in Kuwait on my super loop out back here, and you've seen it, and he said I was 5'9 in Kuwait City, and that was on 14238 or someplace up in there, and that was voice, and you know me, I don't talk on voice that often, but I heard you say you made China the other day. That's a good one. I've talked to them from Kansas several times into China. I've never been able to pick up Vietnam and in that area, you know. There was one. It wasn't Thailand, but it was down in that area. When you get to about India, now I've talked to India on Morse code here, a VU4, and he's a very common guy to talk to on there. I've been hearing him the last few nights, but that's a pretty hard one to get, or the islands off the coast of India. But out in the Seychelles Islands and out in the Indian Ocean is always a good one to pick up. But the neatest one I talked to the other night, and I talked to on sideband, I seen Shine, and I thought of you when they said that because I heard you talking to Bob. And to make a short story long, this old boy was in a semi-truck, and he says, I'm getting off I-70 to I-35, and he says, I'm headed for Kansas. So I waited till the QSO was over, and I threw my call sign out, and he come back to me. He was mobile in a semi-truck, had an extra wide load permit, and he was headed to Kansas. And I said, well, I lived in Pittsburgh, Kansas for 62 and a half years with my wife and children. Well, that's where I'm going, he said. And you know, how ironic is that? He was on 14, I think it was 238. And I really was just going to listen, see if I could hear China up there. And I didn't. And he was dead spot on that frequency. And I said, where are you going? He says, AZT. And I said, Aztec. And Bernice remembered that name. Her cousin's husband retired from there, and I had many, many, many friends. I took all of hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of motors and stuff out there to be rewound. It used to be called Atkinson's Armature Works, and I worked there for a year after I got out of the Navy, and selling electrical apparatus for mine power equipment. And for this guy to be going there to that place, how special was that, you know? I really enjoyed talking to him.
Seeing the people that you'll run into on amateur radio, and you know, you'll have something in common, and you know, that always makes the QSO even more interesting, and I need to get back on the sideband more because I just been doing a lot of FT8 because it's new, you know, it's new to me, and but anyway, well, it's good to talk to you, Tom. I'm going to jump out of here and spend some time with the wife. I'm going to watch a little TV, and I'm gonna hit the sack. I'm gonna go up to Maggie Valley tomorrow and see my sister and spend a few days up there. So you won't be hearing from me for a few days. You'll if your ears are burning, I'll be talking about you.
Well, I bet you if you come by and you could drop Bernice off at the casino up there at Cherokee, and she'd just love you. That's my wife's only vice. We go up there once or twice a year. So I know where Maggie Valley's at. The GPS keeps trying to turn us off to go that route, and I always go over, what is that highway, Bernice? 74 or 441. And you don't have to go through that. I drove through there one time when I didn't know any better, when we were visiting the daughter down here, and it was in the winter time, and there was snow on both sides of the road coming down those steep curves. I'm not used to that. I'm from Kansas, and we're a little slow, Dave. Anyway, good to hear you, my friend. And you got a fine antenna, and you'll be surprised what you can do with that if you just got 100 watts. That's all I had for 19 years in a little old Kenwood TS-140. And the technology in that thing you got is like years ahead of that. So enjoy it, and just listen. And you'll be able to pick up some good QSOs. The sunspots are eventually starting to come back some. So Dave, have a good trip. Most of all, have a safe trip. God bless. We'll talk to you later. And KB4CBS, CBA, in 0TR, 73.
Well, you have a good evening, and it's always good to talk with you, and I'll try to have a safe trip, and I'm going to stop by my cousin's pie shop up there and get me a sugar-free chocolate cream pie. way up there, and they're gonna must place here in Greenville if they can find a suitable location and place. But anyway, but they do make some delicious pies. Let me tell you. Called the Baked Pie Company. You can look them up online. But anyway, enjoy the rest of your evening, and I know Bernice will keep you in line, and she may have to get that whip out, but she'll keep you in line. So you take care. I'll talk to you later. N0TRKB4CBA.
Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Yankee X-ray, request radio check.
I'm in the garage, and so a foot or two one way or the other, I'd lose you, but your signal was just fine, full quieting. This is N0TR, name's Tom, and I can't stay very long, sir.
Still appreciate it, Mr. Tom. This is KO4ZYX Daniel. I'm in Spartanburg County. I just wanted to get a radio check on my new mobile setup. Thank you, sir. KO4ZYX, out.
KO4ZYX, this is N0TR. Well, you just couldn't do any better. It's as far uptown as you can get. You sounded perfect to me. So you've done a good job. The pleasure's all mine, sir. Have a good day. N0TR, clear.